Boston's new Poet Laureate wants to create a youth poet laureate and bring poetry into the lives of more Bostonians. Her stage name is Portia O, and she joins us this morning to talk about her duties in the new year. Portia Olayiwola, welcome to WBUR.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, you're about to open a four-year term as the city's poet laureate. What does poetry bring to your life that makes you want to bring it into the everyday lives of more people in Boston?
The first thing that comes to mind is human connection. You know, the thing I love about writing is that it allows me to put into words things that I've experienced and then allows me to share that with somebody else, whether it be something about nature or something about my personal life or something about the world. It allows me to name what I've experienced or try to name what I've experienced, and then also allows people to see that and allows me to see other folks and their naming of their experience. And I think overall it just brings us much closer together.
You have said that you want to focus as Poet Laureate on breaking down barriers for people who don't have access to poetry. What do you mean by that?
When I think about the role of the Poet Laureate, I think about the people's poet. To take like poetry out of its traditional spaces and to bring it to places where it, I don't know, can shift things, you know what I mean? And for folks who don't necessarily have access to that, right? So be it young folks, be it daycare with elderly folks, be it in prisons or correctional facilities, I think just being a people's poet and spreading poetry to places where it doesn't necessarily exist.
Are you then talking about artists reading their poetry to folks in these communities or more books of poetry?
It is all of those things, right? I think everybody has an entry point. Writing workshops, books. There's so many different poetry communities in Boston, and I would be interested in doing readings where that kind of diversity is displayed and like those folks can talk and communicate with each other.
In your work, you often address issues like race and racism, injustice, black and queer identity, sexism. What drives you in that way?
I'm not driven. You know, it just is, you know. I have no control over it, which is not true, right? I write what I write, but I like to think of my work as infrapolitical.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
It's like the act of being political because it is and not because I've tried, right? Like I live in a world where those identities are marginalized. And so to live and exist as those things, it just is against the norm. And that is, I think, reflected in my work. You know, I just simply write what I've been thinking about or dreaming about, you know. It becomes political because of the nature of the world.
But also because you're thinking about it.
Because it's embedded in me and everywhere around me. I cannot not think about it.
Do you think poetry can help us move forward on some of these issues?
I think move. I don't know about move forward, but I definitely think move and change and shift. I think all these things are shifting and changing constantly anyway. Yeah, I think it's a way to learn more about people and experiences, really.
You grew up in Chicago.
It's true. The South Side.
How did you first discover poetry?
That's funny. There's the largest youth poetry slam festival out of Chicago, Louder Than a Bomb. And I did that my senior year of high school. One of my teachers, who's also my mentor, was like, you need to check this out. Go and watch this. And I was just floored. I just was like, wow, people are like talking in a room and other people are listening. And that's amazing to me.
You perform on stage, one-woman show you've created called Black and Ugly as Ever. You also co-founded a bi-monthly poetry slam at the Haley House Cafe in Roxbury. I take it you really enjoy the public performance.
You know what? I do, actually, more than I even could name. I just really enjoy myself, you know? I'm really interested in the duende, the spirit that inhabits an artist. And it's like talent, but also outside of the body. And I think it is most easily connected via flesh. Maybe it's dancing or singing. But I find that if I think I know duende, I think I know it when I come out and perform. I can feel it.
So when you're performing, is poetry almost like an out-of-body experience for you? Or do you find that you kind of lose yourself in the words and the motion?
Yeah. You know what I think it's like? Sometimes I always question, why do teachers make young people memorize poems of people who have long gone, the classics? You know, everybody had to do it. I had to do Robert Frost, you know, so that folks can, like, study the work, study the poem and get to know it. And I find that is true for my own work. Once I sit down and I'm like memorizing and learning this poem, I'm like, wow, there's so many things that I did here that I didn't know that also has this completely different effect when I'm saying this out loud.
You've talked about creating a Youth Poet Laureate program, and you're the artistic director of a program called Mass Leap, which brings poetry and spoken word to young people. What's the power of poetry for young people?
You know, I discovered poetry, you know, the same way Christopher Columbus discovered things. But I discovered poetry as a young person, and it was transformative, obviously. And I think, again, when I first think about what it was that made me want to do this as well, is that I just heard a young person say out loud how they were feeling. And for 3 minutes, right, that's what you get. The entire world around you has to stop and listen to you. And how magical is that? And how powerful is that? And as an audience member, you have to stop and receive what somebody else is saying. Whether or not you agree or disagree, you also now know this person's experience.
As I understand it, one of your goals as Poet Laureate for the City of Boston is to create a residential workspace for writers. What do you envision?
But what I imagine is something that is like a writing center, a multi-purpose facility for workshops, for readings. And I think what I'm interested in is some affordable housing for artists, where like maybe the artists who live there take care of that space and operate and work that space, both for like traveling artists, because I think it's really nice to learn from other artists from different regions. I think it could be an affordable space for those folks, a fellowship of sorts, but also to have writers living in that space and not having to think about rent, but really actually being able to like dive into the work that needs to be done.
Portia Oh, Boston's new Poet Laureate, thank you very, very much for coming in.
Thank you so much.